This weekend in Stowe, musicians from the Vermont Symphony Orchestra and Turn Music will bring to life a piece by composer Olivier Messiaen called Quartet for the End of Time. As part of that program, Vermont composer and conductor Matt LaRocca will give concertgoers some historic background about the music itself and its composer. And we welcome Matt to the VPR studios now to tell us more about it. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you more in a moment about the specific piece. But briefly, can you just sort of give us your place on the Vermont musical landscape? Just a little Matt LaRocca background for us.
Sure. I'm a composer and conductor and an educator. I teach at University of Vermont. I work for the Vermont Symphony as a chair of creative projects and a curator for them. I also run Music Comp.
So let's get to this weekend. Tell us a little bit more about the composer, about the piece itself, and what you're bringing to this weekend's performance.
It was written in 1939 when he was a prisoner of war in a POW camp in Germany. It was an amazing set of circumstances that came together where he met a clarinetist, he met a violinist, and he met a cellist all within the same camp as him. And within this, he uses music as a way to escape for him. And he composes his quartet for the end of time, all while being a prisoner.
I also understand that his captors knew who he was.
Right. He was a celebrity, 31 years old. A prodigy, and people knew who he was. So he was given some special treatment in that even though he was still freezing and starving and suffered a lot of hardship in the camp, they gave him access to music paper. They gave him time to compose. They gave him a piano. I don't think compassion is the wrong word. I think there's a compassion and there's an understanding and there's a very odd willingness for them to help enable and to help create. So for them, even in their situation where there is a very large power disparity and they're holding prisoners captive, they do feel compassion not only for Messiaen and the other musicians, but for the prisoners themselves and that they're allowing music to be performed at this camp.
What can you tell us about, I guess, the premiere? What did that look and sound like?
There are about 400 or 500 people all crowded together in a barracks with no heat. There were beat-up instruments, an unbelievable mix of all sects of society. So you had doctors and lawyers and workers, and being a prisoner is a great equalizer. And so there's all these people coming together, along with the guards, who are listening to music more intently than they probably have ever had before in their life. Because it's Messiaen's music, but it's also their music at that point. The music itself is, for me, what sets this piece apart. The story is fantastic, but the music is what makes it all come together, because the music would still exist without the story. The music is that good. It's unbelievably difficult. The musicians that are playing it, they're the best musicians in Vermont.
And who are the musicians? Can you tell us a little bit more about who's going to play this weekend?
Dan Liptak on clarinet, Brooke Quiggins on violin, Emily Tauble on cello, and Claire Black on piano. And it's hard music, it's deep music, it's rich music, it's unbelievably expressive, unbelievably rhythmic, unbelievably beautiful in the most pure sense. It really transcends. From my viewpoint, this is one of the most amazing and impressive pieces of the past 100 years. And this, to me, is a piece where both the music and the setting in which it occurred they're shocking. It's amazing what was able to come out of where Olivier Messiaen was when he composed this. And the music itself is beautiful and sublime and otherworldly.
Can you talk about one specific movement of the piece itself?
The fifth movement, which is called Praise to the Eternity of Jesus, is to me one of the most beautiful movements of music in the past 100 years. It's for a solo cello and piano, and it's incredibly slow, and its slowness makes it very vulnerable and intimate, while at the same time carrying a reverence and a beauty to it that is it's something to behold.
Do you remember the first time you heard this piece?
The first time I heard this piece was in grad school in Pittsburgh. It was one of the more humbling experiences I've ever had as a musician. Just listening to it and looking at what the music was and hearing it, it made me realize how much farther I had to go and what is possible in music.
Matt LaRocca, thank you so much for coming in and telling us more about this performance this weekend in Stowe.
Thank you so much for having me, Mary.
That's Vermont composer, conductor, and teacher Matt LaRocca. He'll provide musical and historical insight before the concert, and he'll also facilitate a talkback after the performance. And a quick note, the musicians and the audience will both be seated on the stage at Spruce Peak Performing Arts Center for the special concert this weekend to provide an even more intimate setting for Olivier Messiaen's quartet for the End of Time. Find more details about the show at vpr.net. And now here's Art Hounds.